When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of But Why? But this is something a bit different. It's a condensed version. It's our favourite conversations about tricky subjects, revisited and reduced into bite-sized chunks. Hello and welcome to another episode of But Why? The podcast is all about digging into big questions and tricky topics via honest conversations. This week, we're going to be looking at endometriosis. Today's guest wrote a piece for Mother of All Lists called Why I Wouldn't Wish Endo on My Worst Enemy. Truthfully, it was the first time I ever understood what a debilitating condition endometriosis is. And not only that, it's one that's hugely misunderstood. She describes it as having a heartbreaking effect on her life and is incredibly passionate about raising awareness of it. Without further ado, let me introduce to you Emma Tully and let's get cracking with the episode. I'm sitting here thinking, how do I dance around this? Because I don't want to push you into something that
don't dance, Cersei.
But the numb, you know, we go numb when our body's when our mind's trying to protect us, I think. And
that's
also
literally it.
You're in a kind of what for me would feel like a kind of grief before the thing, you know. Often when hard things happen, when you're doing them, you cope with them, but this weird space you're in now, kind of knowing it's coming but you're not there, must feel just a no man's. What time kind of time frame have they given you, or have they not?
There's no time frame at all at the moment, just because of everything that's going on. Like, I hate to say it, because of COVID, the time scale is just no man's land, and you've literally banged the nail on the head, where it is like, I was talking to a friend about it the other day, and it's like, for me, my mind, whether I like it or not, goes into survival mode, and it's very much like, I go into a grief process. So I always do this. Whenever I get bad news of my health, which is quite a regular occurrence, I always go into survival mode, and I always go into a grief process. I always get this shock stage where I go numb, and it's like my brain just goes, I'm going to look after you now. I'm going to go into survival mode. Then I go into anger. Then I go into pure devastation. And then I go into acceptance. And then it's like, right, come on now, let's do this. And I go into warrior mode, and I'm like, I'm going to fight this with all that I've got. But it's always a process. I never know how long it's going to be. Sometimes it's really quick. Sometimes it's just, I need time. And like, I was saying that to my mum, where my mum's like, come on, let's go out and go for a bit of lunch, a bit of, you know, retail therapy. I was like, no. I don't need any of that right now. I need time. That's what I need. I need time to, you know, grieve this process. And like, I don't know when this surgery will be, or another surgery that I've got to have for ovarian remnant, which is another major operation.
Can you explain actually what endometriosis is for anyone who doesn't know?
It's basically something cells similar to where it like, it grows after. The problem is, it's like everyone believes that it's something that grows inside the uterus, and it's, you know, it's hard to explain, but it grows outside the uterus. So it's not, everyone's like, oh, it's a gynecological condition. It really isn't. It's a whole body condition. But it's basically cells that are similar to the lining of a womb, but it's not the lining of a womb. And it grows outside, and it'll grow wherever it wants. But then every time you're on a period, it will shed, and it will just attach to wherever it wants. It'll attach to the bowel, it'll attach to any organ it wants. But every time you are on, the estrogen is produced, or, you know, you have a period, it will just grow more and more and more. But yeah, it's if you have any sort of estrogen, even that's the problem, even when you have a full hysterectomy like I have, if you have estrogen in any part of your body, which there are different, like you have estrogen even in your body fat, you'll grow more endometriosis, and endometriosis has its own estrogen, so it'll grow by itself. So that's the thing, like everyone thinks like you have a full hysterectomy, that's it, you're cured, but you're not cured. There's no cure for it.
Ugh. I've got so many things I want to ask you. First of all, like huge empathy for the fact that you're going through, in the early part of this, you're going through it at a point when your body feels alien to you anyway, you know, in your teens, and you've got no comprehension of what is normal and what's not, because everything is topsy-turvy. But that thing you've mentioned a couple of times where you just knew, but you're not necessarily have got the maturity to advocate for yourself in the way that you would now with an, you know, as an adult. But that must have been so difficult. And also I'm thinking, you're trying to make your way in the world as a teenage girl and everything that that entails whilst going through something so indescribable. Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
It was, without a doubt, the most petrifying time. And it was just heartbreaking, because it was heartbreaking for me. And even as a teenager, it was heartbreaking to see my parents pulling their hair out. And, like, especially now as a parent myself, I think, how do you cope as a parent seeing that? But, like, as a teenager, I was literally, like, I would literally go to bed on my own, like when everything calmed down type of thing, you know, like I'd be around my friends, I would try to put on a brave face because everyone knew something was seriously wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like all my friends had normal periods and I'd be like, am I just being dramatic? Do you know what I mean? Because surely everyone's dealing with the same type of pain and no one's really talking about it, because now, you know, I talk very openly about stuff, but back then I was very, like, I didn't say boots and goose about it type of thing.
Especially back then, as we're saying, even regular periods weren't really talked about. You know, I remember stuffing sanitary towels up my jumper to try and go and I wouldn't have talked to my friends about, like, I knew kind of when people started their periods, but we didn't, like, talk about it as a regular piece of language, for sure.
No, definitely not. And it was just such a dirty word. You never, ever spoke about it at all. So when I would say, oh, I'm going to hospital about my periods, I'd be like, why? Like, why are you going about your periods type of thing? And, like, I'd go to bed at the end of the day and I would literally just sob. And it would be like, what is wrong with me? Why am I in so much pain? And why am I on for so long? And it'd be literally, it'd just be a very, very lonely place because I just didn't know what was going on at all. And to have doctors, like I had one doctor, because the problem is, because it attached to my bowel so severely, which they didn't know at this point, obviously. And I remember distinctly the first time I started bleeding from my bowel. I was on a night out when I was 19 with my two friends and I had one glass of wine. And I remember my stomach, literally, you'd think I was heavily pregnant. And I was in Wetherspoons and I went to the toilet, classy Wetherspoons. And I remember my stomach just like, as if something popped. It was literally this most excruciating pain. And I just went, oh my God. And it was literally like this blood came gushing out of me. And I phoned my mum and dad and I was rushed into hospital. My dad and mum drove me in and it was just constantly pumping out of me. Did anyone, everyone was just like, in the hospital, was like, you must have a terrible tummy bug. And I was kept in for 5 nights and it was, not once did I have a scan, not once did anyone do anything. It was literally, you must just have a really bad tummy bug.
I'm imagining the earlier you get diagnosed and the earlier things are understood, the better the outcome. So it's not a cure, but it is, the more 100%. We know. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, stage 4 it's not as far as pain. I mean, you could be stage one and you'd be in the same amount of pain. It's just a case of stage one is the amount you have, if you get me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you're diagnosed earlier, you'll be less endometriosis.
Mm.
So early diagnosis is key. There's no doubt about it.
What a way to end. Thank you so very much. I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. You're
pleasure.
An absolute warrior. Doing
Thank
things
you
when you're in
me.
Pain is a nightmare. But that's, you know, I kept wanting to message you saying, oh, tell me when it's a good time. But unfortunately for you, yeah, you've got to just try and carry on as best you can.
No, honestly, pleasure. Thank you so much for asking.